UFO sightings. Time to review some UFO sightings. It's been a while since I've done this. The first sighting I would like to talk about is an indirect sighting. I call it indirect because it was found in a NASA photograph taken with the Mars rover. The images of Mars posted on NASA's website were said to contain the data. The images themselves look like something resembling a blocky white presence is moving across Mars. The image was discovered by Scott C. Waring, who has become popular on the web for discovering strange images in some of the NASA photos. There are three photos involved which he believes were taken as the being moved past the camera. You can see the photos Waring has posted on International Business Times. Just copy the address and paste it into your browser's address area. Sorry, Truth Facts doesn't use live outside links. Disc-shaped UFOs are still in the news, and contrary to what some think, they are still being reported. A video was taken of a disc-shaped UFO which appeared in the skies above Scotland. What makes this photo of the object unusual is MUFON, the Mutual UFO Organization, is backing this one. I would think their investigation must have revealed the fact there were reasons to believe the photo was genuine. There was another sighting of a disc-shaped UFO in Scotland this year in Kippen, which excited a lot of people. An explanation was given for the sighting, but it doesn't seem to fit. As I said, the sighting was of a disc-shaped UFO also in Kippen, and yet some are saying sparklers somehow caused the sighting. It is being claimed a secret CIA document has been found which states there was a race which lived on Mars millions of years ago, but who were wiped out by an environmental disaster, and we could be descendants of those Martians. It is said the Stargate Project, which was a project formed in 1978 and consisted of a defense intelligence agency known as the DIAN SRI International, a contractor. It involved remote viewing, which I have talked about many times before. This means people on Earth were able to use their minds to see things on Mars. Not a lot of people believe in this, and yet it worked for spotting the hostages in Iran years ago. Anyway, some people have believed Mars was our mother planet for many years. Another large object has been seen near the Sun. This is happening so many times lately. Object after object has been seen heading toward the Sun, passing through it or doing what seems to be sucking power from it. The latest is a cube. NASA's SOHO camera, which is the Solar and Hemispheric Observatory, has been observing the Sun for years. It is being said the cube has a huge plume coming out of it. The cube might be a spaceship, but it could also be a device for gathering energy. Since it is as huge as the Earth, it could hold enough energy to power alien spaceships for generations or more, or maybe even a society. Another unexplainable event has taken place, and the location was the rings of Saturn. An observer of Saturn has taken a photo with her telescope, and to everyone's surprise, a laser beam can clearly be seen coming out of Saturn's rings. At least that is what most people say. I say maybe it is going into Saturn's rings. It is just too hard to tell which direction it is going in. It makes me wonder if we could be doing some advanced tests with lasers we haven't mentioned. Lately, scientists have talked about lighting up the Earth with lasers to try and draw extraterrestrials here. If it wasn't us who sent out a laser beam, and why? Something strange has appeared just over Jupiter, and it has the internet buzzing. A strange green object appeared in a NASA video which looks like an alien ship of some kind. There seems to be some plasma powering the ship, which is visible just below the ship. The object seems massive. It certainly looks like aliens are visiting the giant planet. We have long been told Jupiter is pumping out huge amounts of radiation, so this ship, if that is what it is, would either have to be well shielded, or if there are occupants, they would have to be impervious to radiation. A story has come out about someone who was looking at the North Pole using Google Earth, and discovered an area where hundreds of soldiers were going after a huge, white creature. The creature is not a bear, but is said to look more like an intelligent creature with a humanoid shape. The famous author Eric von Daniken is telling us everything we thought we knew may change. He is referring to what we believe we know about aliens and Earth's history. Von Daniken believes ancient astronauts had a lot to do with our development. He believes there are structures on Mars, the dark side of the moon and Ceres, that dwarf a planet. He also believes humans are just one race in a universe full of races. Two commercial airline pilots claim to have seen UFOs while flying over the Arizona desert. They said the UFOs flew over their planes, and there is a radio broadcast of the events which was released by the Federal Aviation Administration. The pilots were in different planes, one piloting a Learjet and the other an American Airlines flight. The Learjet pilot asked the controller the question, "Was anybody, above us that passed us like 30 seconds ago?" The controller responded in the negative. The pilot then added, "Something did." He was asked if it was a UFO and replied, "Yeah." A few seconds later, the controller contacted the American Airlines pilot to see if he saw anything, and the pilot replied affirmative. This pilot said something had just passed them. Lately, there has been a lot of headlines which state many UFO events prove 100% that the sightings are alien-controlled craft. They might also say other things which indicate all the sightings absolutely prove this. Unfortunately, this is all bunk, because most people realize this would be impossible to say and still be accurate. The most we could say is a sighting could be of an alien craft, and we should only say this after an exhaustive investigation of all the facts and not just base it on a photograph or video. Witnesses have to be interviewed, including the photographer or photographers. Remember this the next time you see a photo which someone is claiming to be a photo of an alien ship or alien.